This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning in for the first time, what I do on Film Bookcast, I discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's switch up gears and head on over to some TV show news from this week. Fans of I Know What You Did Last Summer, Amazon Prime's new, well, it's not new, it came out in October, but it was a part of their new push to like really attract young adults with their programming. Well, Prime Video has opted not to order the second season of I Know What You Did Last Summer. It was a modern take on the 1973 novel and the 1997 film adaption. Amazon Studios and Sony Pictures debuted the series on October 15th to mixed reviews, and the season finale came on November 12th. So disappointing news for fans of I Know What You Did Last Summer. I'm not sure how many there are. In other news, fans of All Creatures Great and Small will be excited as the series has been renewed for a third and fourth season. Masterpiece PBS recently announced, followed the heartwarming adventures of Scottish veterinarian James Herriot, it premieres Sunday, January 9th. It's set in 1938, a year before World War II. The only details released about season 3 and 4 is that they will begin shooting in Yorkshire in the spring of 22. It's one of PBS's biggest hits of 2021. The season 2 premiere of All Creatures Great and Small will premiere Sunday, January 9th at 9 p.m. on PBS. Some more TV news from this week. Fans of Scott Pilgrim will be excited as Netflix is developing an anime adaptation series for the platform. The Hollywood Reporter is who reported the news, but Netflix declined to comment. Brian Lee O'Malley is writing and executive producing the adaptation with Ben David Grabinski, the showrunner of Nickelodeon's revival of Are You Afraid of the Dark? Edgar Wright directed the 2010 film version that was titled Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. So very exciting news for fans of the Scott Pilgrim universe. That's it for TV news. This week in film news is some exciting casting news, as fans of Cate Blanchett will be excited as she's set to produce and star in A Manual for Cleaning Women, the first English-language film directed by Oscar-winning Spanish filmmaker Pedro Almodóvar of Pain and Glory and Parallel Mothers. Deadline was who reported the news. The film is in early stages of development and is based on Lucia Berlin's 43-part collection of short stories, examining the lives of women working at a wide variety of demanding jobs. It'll be Pedro's first English-speaking film, and Blanchett is a two-time Oscar winner, known most recently for working on Adam McKay's dark comedy Don't Look Up, Guillermo del Toro's horror noir Nightmare Alley. Very exciting film news. Some more film news from this week is some disappointing news from Disney Pictures, as IndieWire reported this week that Walt Disney informed exhibitors that Turning Red, their latest animated Pixar release, is moving from its March 11 theatrical date to play on Disney Plus on the same date, free for subscribers. And Disney confirmed the news this week. They released a statement saying, Disney Plus subscribers around the world enthusiastically embraced Pixar's Academy Award-winning Soul and the critically acclaimed Luca when they premiered exclusively on the service, and we look forward to bringing them Pixar's next incredible feature film, Turning Red. Given the delayed box office recovery, particularly for family films, flexibility remains at the core of our distribution decisions as we prioritize delivering the unparalleled content of the Walt Disney Company to audiences around the world. I am excited that more kids and families will be able to see the film, but I'm deeply disturbed by Disney's decision to just... I mean, the box office will not recover if one of the biggest vendors pulls their biggest Pixar release from the theater. You know, we have to have a better conversation in the country and not just reflex into fear, because it doesn't work. The reason why Spider-Man and Dune and all these films do good at the box office is because they are just at the box office. The more vendors and studios eat away at that, the more the box office will suffer. So I'm just disappointed to hear that Disney is taking the easy way out. with turning red. Rounding out the week in film news is some exciting casting news. Allison Janney has rounded out the ensemble of New Regency's upcoming film, True Love. It's an original sci-fi project written and directed by filmmaker Gareth Edwards. She joins previously announced cast members John David Washington, Gemma Chan, Danny McBride, and Benedict Wong. So far, no real details have been released, other than it's a near-future sci-fi story. We'll keep up with news about True Love as they begin production. That's it for film news. Let's switch up gears and head on over to some home releases for this week. Home releases for this week starts with Stop and Go. Jake and Jamie have big plans for the year to come, but they come to a screeching halt when they are forced to rescue their grandma and beloved dog from her nursing home. They embark on a hilarious cross-country race against time while contending with a deranged dog breeder, a highly inappropriate 9-year-old, and a clueless Romeo, all in the name of family. Stop and Go is now available on DVD. It has a 50 Metascore. Another new release this week is Antlers. A small-town Oregon teacher and her brother, the local sheriff, become entwined with a young student harboring a dangerous secret with frightening consequences. Antlers got a 57 Metascore, and Antlers is now available on DVD. Another new release is The Djinn. A mute boy is trapped in his apartment with a sinister monster when he makes a wish to fulfill his heart's greatest desire. The Djinn got a 59 Metascore and is now available on DVD. Another new release is Zeros and Ones, starring Ethan Hawke. Jericho is an American soldier stationed in a post-apocalyptic Rome under a pandemic and a war-torn lockdown. After witnessing the Vatican blown up into the night sky, Jericho sets out on a mission to uncover and document the truth for the world to see and stop the true terrorists responsible. Zeros and Ones got a 62 Metascore, and the Ethan Hawke film is now available on DVD. Another new release is Ida Red. Crime boss Ida Red Walker turns to her son to pull off one of the last heists to get out of prison. But with the FBI closing in, Wyatt must choose between family and freedom. Ida Red got a 46 Metascore and is now available on DVD. Another new release is Together. A husband and wife are forced to reevaluate themselves and their relationship through a reality of the COVID-19 lockdown. Together got a 59 Metascore and is now available on DVD. Lastly, Black Friday is now available on DVD. On Thanksgiving night, a group of disgruntled toy store employees begrudgingly arrive for work to open the store at midnight for the busiest shopping day of the year. Meanwhile, an alien parasite crashes to Earth in a meteor. The group of misfits, led by store manager Jonathan and longtime employee Ken, soon find themselves battling against hordes of holiday shoppers who have been turned into monstrous creatures, hell-bent on a murderous rampage on Black Friday. Black Friday got a 52 Metascore and is now available on DVD. That's it for home releases. Now let's head on over to some TV trailers from this week. A TV trailer that really caught my eye, I'm sure everyone else saw, the Pam and Tommy official trailer dropped this week from Hulu. It's the greatest love story ever sold. Pam and Tommy, starring Lily James, Sebastian Stan, and Seth Rogen. The series debuts on February 2nd. It's really the first example of what the Wild West of the internet has done to our lives, and just the world in general. Set in 1997, it's really an incredible true story about how the internet began to invade all of our privacy. The origins of our current reality TV era. Check out the trailer for Pam and Tommy. It'll debut on Hulu February 2nd. Another new TV trailer that dropped this week from Netflix is Season 4 of Ozark. It'll debut Part 1 on January 21st. Your greatest threat will always come from the inside. The trailer gives us a great sneak peek at Wendy and Marty as they navigate the criminal enterprise dealing with Omar Navarro's empire as they are attempting to get out of the Ozarks. It looks really good. Check out the trailer for Season 4 of Ozark. It'll debut on Netflix January 21st. The last TV trailer we'll talk about this week comes from Netflix, and it's a series titled Archive 81. It's about a video archivist as he investigates the secret behind a mysterious fire. He becomes convinced that he can save a young woman from the terrifying fate she met 25 years ago. It's a really cool trailer. It's a new supernatural thriller, and it's just, I think this is going to be one of Netflix's biggest releases of 2021. Check out the trailer for Archive 81. It'll debut on Netflix January 14th. That's it for TV trailers. This week in movie trailers gives us a new trailer for the upcoming film Moonfall. It's the latest epic disaster blockbuster from director Roland Emmerich. Earth existence is threatened by the moon getting knocked out of its orbit, and it's on a collision course toward Earth. This trailer gives us a lot more comedy, and I think it's going to be a lot more entertaining than the kind of worn-out container that it's told in. I think it's going to be an actually pretty good movie. Check out the newest trailer for Moonfall. It'll come out in theaters February 4th. Another movie trailer that caught my eye this week, Liam Neeson is back. The film is called Blacklight. In a tense action thriller, Blacklight, Liam Neeson stars as Travis Block, freelance government operative living on the fringes and coming to terms with his shadowy past. When he discovers an undercover team that's targeting U.S. citizens, Block finds himself in the crosshairs of the FBI director he once helped protect. But as Block attempts redemption by enlisting a journalist to get the truth out, his daughter and granddaughter are threatened in a danger that has existed on the margins. Catch Liam Neeson doing everything Liam Neeson should be doing in Blacklight. It'll come out in theaters February 11th. The last movie trailer we'll talk about this week is an intriguing trailer. It's kind of buried, but it's super cool. It stars Adrian Brody. The title is Clean. Tormented by a past life, Garbage Man Clean, played by Adrian Brody, attempts a life of quiet redemption. But when his good intentions marked him a target for the local crime boss, Clean is forced to reconcile with the violence of his past. I've never really seen Adrian Brody like this in Clean. It'll be in theaters and on Apple TV January 28th, and check out the trailer because it's actually a very modern and grimy but real story set in, who knows where it's set in, but I think everybody can relate to the dangers and the violence in the trailer of Clean, so check out the trailer for Clean. It'll debut on Apple TV January 28th. That's it for film trailers. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at C Banksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram at The Chris Banks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support really helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the FilmBookCast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.